Sabbath.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Pastor David Whitney to talk about the Constitution. Why do we continue to talk about the Constitution? Well, because it is the very foundation upon which our freedom rests. It is what separates America from all the other nations of the world. It is the only document that, along with the Declaration, that declares that man's freedom, it comes from God. We are entitled to be free, and because we are entitled to be free, governments are instituted among men. For we hold these truths to be self-evident, said the Declaration, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And to ensure these rights, why governments were instituted among men, deriving their just authority from the consent of the governed. That's what America was all about. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, and go back and learn the fundamentals of this country. What it did was to create a central authority with limited power. Because our founders feared government. They knew people would vote themselves into tyranny if we had a democracy. That is why they established a government of law, which had the Congress abided by the laws of our land, which they swore to uphold. Well, we would never have most of the laws we have today because they're unconstitutional. The power of the central authority was to be limited by the chains of the Constitution. Unfortunately, they've taken those chains off of government, and they're molding them now to be put on the people. We're moving into a dictatorship. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving into more and more wars. We're moving into the destruction of the financial stability of this nation, the impoverishment of our people. We're moving rapidly towards a dictatorship, and it's happening because the good people don't understand our Constitution. And so many really don't care as long as times are good and they've got their Social Security and their Medicare. They don't understand. No matter what happens or who's in power, they're going to lose them when the financial structure of this government comes down. And it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Pastor David Whitney, you pick up the story.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan, and you're absolutely right to state that the foundation of all laws is stated there in the Declaration of Independence. There is a Creator God, our rights come from Him, and the only purpose of civil government is to protect and secure those God-given rights. That we, at Institute on the Constitution, we call that the American view. Three simple points, very quick and easy to remember. There is a Creator God, our rights come from Him, the purpose of government is to secure and protect those God-given rights. That's the essential foundation upon which our Constitution was built. And last time together, I believe we spent time examining the details of the preamble to our Constitution. We the People shows that governmental power is only derived by consent of the governed. It's our wishes that are to be accomplished, and our wishes are expressed in this document, which is essentially our contract with the federal government in creating that federal government. And the preamble very briefly sets forth six things, six purposes. Doesn't really give any governmental power, just these are the purposes for our Constitution: to form a more perfect union, to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, provide for the common defense. That talks about actual expenditure of funds, but then it says promote the general welfare. That is, encourage that, but not provide for it. Very important distinction there. And then following that, to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, implying that this was a permanent constitution and that succeeding generations should be blessed if they follow this constitution, not to be altered except by the means that the Constitution itself provides for amending the Constitution. And so no powers are actually granted to the federal government in the preamble. Simply, its purposes are stated in its brief, because the Declaration of Independence is essentially the preamble to our Constitution. You cannot understand the Constitution without understanding the Declaration. And this is in spite of all the lying historians today that would tell you, oh, there was a tremendous change in thinking between the time of the Declaration and the time of the Constitution. That's a bunch of hogwash. They believed the same essential things in the Constitutional Convention that the Continental Congress believed in 1776 when they met in Philadelphia. There was no dramatic change in thinking. They had seen, however, that the Articles of Confederation were not working effectively, and they wanted to provide a better form of government at the federal level than existed at that point in time. And so when they crafted this Constitution, they did so on the foundation of the Declaration. We got to understand that, which is why in our courses we always teach the Declaration before the Constitution, because we want our students to have a working knowledge of the Declaration of Independence as the foundation from which they then can understand the Constitution. It'd be too easy to misinterpret and twist the Constitution to say something it's not intended to say if you're not flowing from the understanding of our Declaration of Independence and what the purpose of government essentially is. Now, when we look at Article 1, very first words of Article 1, all legislative power here invested in a Congress. That is, no power to legislate anything whatsoever resides in any of the other two branches of government. That is, the executive branch has no power whatsoever granted by our Constitution to make any laws whatsoever. Of course, this is violated left and right, with whether it's executive edicts and signing statements are all illustrations of how the executive branch is attempting to make law and attempting to do so illegally. They do not have the power. We the People did not grant them the power. If they want such power, they must come back to we the People and say, look, can we amend this contract that we made way back there in 1787? Can we amend the Constitution so the executive branch can have legislative powers? And we the People, through our own states and our own what would be our own ratifying conventions, would have to ratify an amendment to the Constitution that would change this. This is the structure. Only those things stated in the Constitution are permitted for the federal government to do. It's not stated there. They have no permission from we, the people, to do any such things. So the executive branch cannot legislate, and the judicial branch. Oh, good Lord, it's amazing when you hear people say things like, Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. Wait a minute, Roe v. Wade was an opinion issued by a court.
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back in a moment here with the American Freedom Network.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Peace Network, our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney from the Institute on the Constitution, that is dedicated to teaching the Constitution and rekindling that belief in our form of government, which is unique from all other governments. They don't teach this in school. They do not teach the difference between a republic and a democracy. In fact, they've convinced most school children, most Americans, that we're a democracy, and yet that's not true, or that we are a representative democracy. And that isn't true either. The power of the government is limited by the change of the Constitution, and most of the things that are enacted today are frankly unconstitutional and illegal, and the congressmen who voted for them should be certainly impeached and sent to prison for violating their oath. And yet most people don't even understand the significance of what's going on today as we move towards ever more government control of our lives, a government that will certainly monitor and control us from the cradle to the grave. Go right ahead, Pastor Whitney.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan, and that's all absolutely true. When we look at the limits that were designed wisely by our founders to prevent tyranny, there was double and triple layers. We've already spoken about the three branches and the idea that these branches have separate roles. The legislative branch alone crafts legislation. Neither the executive nor judicial can do so, and so it's a mystery to me why so many Americans, when they hear that Roe v. Wade is the law of the land, is, wait a minute, it's a law? How did Roe v. Wade become a law? It's an opinion. An opinion that was written by judges who were part of the judicial branch, not the legislative branch. And the very first words of the body of the Constitution in Article 1 says, only the legislative branch can make legislation. Therefore, Roe v. Wade cannot be law. It's not possible to be law. Judges don't make law. And if judges attempt to make law, if that's what they were attempting to do in Roe v. Wade, then those judges should be impeached because they have violated their oath to abide by, obey, and uphold the Constitution. And again, this is a mystery to many Americans because they hear things and they hear these, even people who are very pro-life, they believe, oh, we got to overturn Roe v. Wade. Why? Well, it's the law of the land. How did it become law? Don't you understand your Constitution? And those are the kind of questions where we can challenge people's thinking and wake them up to the reality that they've been lied to. Perhaps it was the public education system that lied to them. Certainly it's the media that lies to them all the time. And actually those who you might think are your own friends, supposed conservatives, often they're either they've been duped by the lies or they're part of telling these lies and repeating these lies. Judges cannot make law. If they attempt to, they have violated their oath, they need to be removed from office. So that's one set of checks and balances. Only the legislature, the House and the Senate, make law. By the way, the House and the Senate. The bicameral legislature, as we mentioned earlier in another show, was a result of a compromise that was reached there in the Constitutional Convention. The House, designed to represent the people directly by districts, and so based on the population of a district, so many of them, 300,000 people, are represented by one representative in the House of Representatives, originally designed that way, and these are therefore popularly elected, whoever gets the majority there. But it was not originally designed that the Senate would be parallel to the House of Representatives in that fashion, that it would be popularly elected by the people of its state. Instead, the Senate was chosen by the state legislature. That is, each state, in a sense, was in control of their two senators who could stop any piece of legislation moving through Congress. They could stop any spending bill moving through Congress. They could stop any unconstitutional thing like Obamacare moving through Congress. So even if the people wanted something, like, say, just imagine the people wanted Obamacare, which there are some crazy people who want it. I think the vast majority of Americans don't want it. But let's suppose the majority of people wanted Obamacare and they appealed to the House of Representatives, please give us medical care from cradle to grave and give us Obamacare. Well, the Senate, being representatives not of the people, but of the state legislators, those state legislators who've taken an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, they would know that the federal government has no business being involved in anything medical whatsoever. We have never given them permission to do so. So even if the people want this, the state legislators could tell their two senators, vote against it. It's unconstitutional. We will not have a violation of the law. We are here as the watchdogs to prevent a popular democracy, so to speak, the mobocracy of people to achieve something that is illegal. They can't do that. And so the states would choose their senators, that is up until the 17th Amendment in 1915, and they were a check against the power of the federal government. Consider this other factor. Today we take for granted the taxing system and the taxing power we believe is legal of the federal government through the IRS, and basically it's not constitutional. We'll talk about that more when we get to the 16th Amendment and so on, but the point is that the taxing power was to be done by the states. The states were sent a tax bill proportioned to their population, that is, depending on the census, it determined not only how many representatives that they had in the House of Representatives, also determined what portion of the tax bill that state would receive. And when the bill was received by that state, it was the state legislature that would then determine how they were going to raise that revenue. And so one state might determine we're going to do a sales tax, another state said, no, we're going to do a property tax, or whatever the state legislators chose would be the way that state would raise the funds that would meet any direct taxation on the part of the federal government. So the federal government would never have an agency that reached out and taxed the individuals on their own. And this is a capitation tax, which is prohibited by Article 1, Section 9. No capitation taxes are permitted. The taxing system for the federal government would always be through the state. And that meant you as a citizen would vote for your state legislator, and your state legislator then would determine what kind of taxing system. And if you didn't like it as a citizen, you could fire your state legislator. You could say, no, that system is crooked and corrupt, and we don't want it. Get rid of it. We want to replace you unless you're going to do a better or a fairer taxing system. So the state legislators were very responsive to the people, knowing that the people that they were going to be, you know, taking the taxes from could fire them very, very easily. And therefore, the state legislators would not permit any spending bills to go through the Senate. The people under their control, their two senators in Washington, they would not permit any spending bill unless they, as state legislators, could justify that spending and turn around and tax their own people for that and not get fired. They had to convince the people that this tax at the national level was very essential, and the result was that this structure meant that taxes, federal taxes, were very, very low. In fact, for most of the history of the first 150 years of our country, the federal government never exercised that tax. It was only really in times of war. It was primarily funded by tariffs of goods coming into the country Only in times of war did they have to resort to this kind of direct taxes, where they would send a bill to the state governments. And the state governments were very resistant to raise taxes on the federal level because they knew their job was on the line. Contrast that with the system we have today. You've got the IRS, and we know the IRS isn't even accountable to Congress. They do whatever they please, and we can bawl all we want to our congressmen and say, look, the IRS is breaking the law. The IRS is abusing people. The IRS has a court system that's illegal because in the IRS court system, you are guilty until proven innocent. What? Where else in America are you guilty until proven innocent? That's not our legal system. That may be a French legal system or some other corrupt system, but it's not our American legal system. You are innocent until proven guilty. Then why the IRS tax courts? You're guilty until proven innocent. You see, we have a tax system completely unaccountable to the people, and our founders never wanted it to be that way, which is why they wisely designed these two houses of Congress, the House of Representatives and the Senate, particularly the Senate, to be accountable to the state legislators who were going to be those who raised taxes for the federal government if any such direct taxes were to be raised at all. That whole system, as you know, Dr. Stan, was broken down not only by the 17th Amendment in 1915, but also by the 16th Amendment. And both of those amendments, as we know, really were not ratified legally, but that's a conversation for another time. Now, when we look at why two houses, that check and balance is an important part of why two houses. Roger Sherman, who's from Connecticut in the Constitutional Convention, he is the one who suggested this in the Great Compromise that took place between the large states and the small states. And in some sense, you could say it followed the pattern of English Parliament that had two houses, the House of Commons and the House of Lords. But it's not exactly the same as the English system, because the House of Lords really were not representing state governments like our Senate was designed to do. But the discussion among those who crafted our Constitution was two houses is also wise, because before a bill then becomes law, this could cool hothead legislation and provide time for additional reflection. And because senators are chosen differently, they're going to be coming at legislation from a different perspective than congressmen in the House of Representatives. And the end result they recognize is that the majority will of the people could be thwarted by this bicameral legislature. And yes, the framers thought at times it might be important for the legislative branch to thwart the will of the people. They recognized that democracy was not what they were creating, and that democracy was actually a very dangerous form of government. They called it mobocracy. They knew that when 51% of the people vote to take away the rights of 49% of the people, you do not have any security for your God-given rights. And so this system of representative government in a republic was designed that the law was supreme above every man, and that no one could put themselves above the law. In fact, it's important to remember the distinctions between a republic and a democracy, which are enormous. Because in a Republican government, the leadership is indirect. We, the people, don't craft legislation and put forth legislation and then vote on it. No, we elect representatives for ourselves that will do that work of crafting legislation. So it's not direct legislative power from the hands of the people. Also in a republic, the law is supreme. All men are to be under the law. No one can be above the law. All men are subject to the same law, which... Wow, we have such illustrations on the federal level of those voting themselves to be above the law. Why doesn't Congress have, the same health plan that they're proposing for the rest of us in Obamacare? What kind of hypocrisy is that? Well, that's a demonstration that we have slipped away from a republic, and we're functioning in a system that is more like a democracy, where some people are above the law. They are better than the rest of us. Kind of reminds you of George Orwell's beautifully done political commentary in Animal Farm. All animals are equal, it was declared, but some animals are more equal than others. What hypocrisy. And that's what democracy always tends towards, that kind of mob rule. And
people have forgotten that there are several industries that are excluded from the necessity of doing Obamacare. They are governments, they are businesses that have getting a special favor. They do not have to go along with this any more than the senators and the congressmen and their families, or the president will be covered by Obamacare. They will have their own insurance, believe me, and it will be far better than anything you can get or afford. Oh, but don't you worry, you're paying for it. We have two classes of citizens, the ruling elite, and then we have the common people. This was never what our founding fathers anticipated. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, it would be 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll be back here in just a moment. Of course, as Pastor David Whitney continues with his discussion of our Constitution. And, of course, when we get back, we'll tell you how you can get examples of the program that they have established to teach others about it. And believe me, all across America, people are learning the Constitution that they never learned in school. And, of course, this is totally blocked out by the controlled media. Is the last thing the tyrants who are moving us towards the dictatorship want is for people to understand that people are beginning to understand the Constitution and their treasonous acts. We'll be right back with Pastor David Mitchell.
Business owners, pay attention. Get 3 months free radio advertising for your business on 1360 AM The Lion. That's right, 3 months free with your purchase of a minimum commercial package. Make this year the year of more income, more customers, and more effective advertising. Customers won't know you're open for business if you don't tell them. If you want to increase the success and profitability of your business, you know it depends on your ability to attract and retain a steady stream of customers. Call me now, Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director at 303-257-7576, and let's watch your sales soar. So if you're not as busy as you want to be, call me now at 303-257-7576. Six for details on this limited free 3 month offer. It's the most affordable way to build your business with tax deductible radio advertising. That's Danny at 303-257-7576 or 1360 AM advertising at hotmail.com.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace mantles, ceilings, or trim, whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Once again, our guest, Pastor David Whitney. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. 7524. But before we go on, Pastor Whitney, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, get a learning plan, and then, of course, start teaching their friends, their relatives, members of their church, their neighbors, about our Constitution, the secret that the Brotherhood of Darkness does not want spread across America. At one time, everybody understood the Constitution. Today, very few people understand what it really means or the limitations that are placed upon the power of government. And the reason for our freedom, why we limited the power of government so men could be free. Go right ahead, David.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, we are so excited at this time in this darkened hour. I mean, it's a very, very dark time in terms of our country, but we've seen people wake up all over our country and say, I know that there's something desperately wrong in America, and I have a sense that something is connected somehow to the Constitution, and they're absolutely right. We need a revival of understanding about what our founders said in the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Those founding documents need to be understood by every citizen. We know it's kind of intimidating for somebody to take up the mantle of teaching the Constitution to a group of fellow citizens, so we put together a host kit where you put in the DVD lectures. Michael Peruca is the primary lecturer. I do a couple of the lectures as well. And the student has a student notebook, which is a detailed outline of that lecture as the video lecture rolls forward. At the end of the lecture, then you as the host lead a discussion of the questions. There's fill-in-the-blank questions, multiple choice, true-false questions to help them retain what it is they heard in the lecture, and then a time for some discussion. And we find that oftentimes when a group is meeting together, they begin talking about things they saw in the newspaper this week, articles they read on the internet, and they just begin to interact with what's happening in our country in light of the principles they're learning in our course. It's designed as 12 weeks. Some people will do it in a little different fashion, try to double up and do it in 6 weeks, or other people take a longer time, but it's designed as a 12-week series, an hour and a half time together each session. And we put together all the materials to be a turnkey host kit, we say, a turnkey host kit that you don't need any background in law or in history. You could take this course off the shelf and begin conducting a class in your community. And this is so exciting, Dr. Stan, because as citizens regain an understanding of our founders' worldview regarding law and government, gain a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, they are empowered then to interact with those who are already in office to hold their feet to the fire, interact with those who are attempting to come into office, that is, asking for their vote, and they can ask them pointed questions like, what is the purpose of government? And they'll know the right answer is the Declaration of Independence answer, the right protecting the God-given rights of the people. That's the purpose of government. Anything else where they know the wrong answer, they know that candidate's disqualified. He doesn't understand the Constitution, the Declaration, or our Bill of Rights. So it empowers citizens to be able to make those decisions at the ballot box as well as in the jury box, because the jury is designed by our founders to judge the law. Is the law constitutional before it ever gets applied to the citizen? All of these things can be restored if we'll start at the grassroots and educate millions of Americans. So we encourage people to get a host kit. You can do so by calling us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or if you prefer to go on our website is The American View, all one word, TheAmericanView.com, and right there on the very first page, you'll see a big button that says Order a Host Kit. Click that, and then you're into our store where there's a lot of other materials that can help you as a host as well. But the host,
David, we've got somebody calling in. So who's calling in this morning?
Hey, doctors. This is Bonnie from Northern Colorado.
Okay, Bonnie.
You know, Dr. David Whitney, if you could continue to I'd be lucky. I would be glad to get my pencil and paper out and take notes for the rest of the hour. If you could spend it on the difference between a constitutional republic and a democracy. I mean, it's so hard for me to explain that to people because I can't explain it fully. And number two, even Amy Goodman on Channel 12 calls her program Democracy Now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is that? Here? Well, I've been going to email her and say, you know, why do you name your program that? So if you could spend a little bit more time on the difference, I might make a better email.
Oh,
because people don't understand that we're not a democracy. Everybody thinks we're a democracy. So we need to know more of the differences between a democracy and what we are, the constitutional republic, and I will get off and listen. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Anyway,
excellent point.
We will try to get to that. We do have another caller, but maybe when we get done with that call, David can take a few minutes and just explain why the tyrants who want certainty to rule this country have spent decades convincing the American people we're a democracy when this is never, of course, mentioned either in the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution or the Federalist Papers or the Bill of Rights or the Constitutions of any of the 50 states. Everyone says we're a republic. Not one says we're a democracy. But who else do we have calling in?
Anyone else there?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi. I would just like to say to you and to Pastor Whitney, my heart sings to hear you teaching this. Back in the 70s, I wrote a course on the U.S. Constitution. I was just a plain American householder woman, and I wrote a course on the Constitution and taught it in homes, starting out with an audience of 8 people in homes, and then it moved on to into churches and schools and so forth. And to think that you are doing this for America, I just want to thank you ever so much.
Our privilege. Thank you for your appreciation, but it is our privilege to do this and to wake up the sleeping American giant of the populace who have been lied to, and therefore, in a sense, there's some excuse there. But on the other hand, we really have lost our constitutional republic because we've been asleep at the wheel, and now is way late. But it's not too late. It's time for us to wake up and to turn back to that design of our founders.
Absolutely, and just thank you from the bottom of my heart for all that you're doing, both of you.
Thanks so much. The beautiful thing about this, Maureen, is that it is on video or on DVDs now. And so basically it's all the same. It can be taught from all the way from Maine to Michigan to Los Angeles. And, of course, people will get the same information. So we have the beauty of electronics that you didn't have back in the 1970s. Thank you so much. But, David, why don't you briefly explain the difference between a republic and a democracy? It is the very essence of what our government is about. And when people realize they've been lied to by the subversive element, and there is a subversive element, everybody who says we're a democracy is subversive.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we welcome Jerusalem-based broadcast journalist, popular speaker, author, and Middle East correspondent, David Dolan. Voice of Many Waters congregation will be meeting for Shabbat service February the 11th, 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Seating is limited, so you will need to arrive early. For more information, call us at 1-800-205-6245. A love offering will be taken. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent.
Looking for the perfect answer to your nutrition and health needs? Look no further. BioSuperfood, developed to heal the peoples, animals, and land after the Chernobyl disaster, has the most complete, powerful nutritional analysis for health and wellness. Easy to digest, BioSuperfood contains complete proteins, amino acids, and vitamins A, B complex, B12, C, E, D, and K. It contains minerals and trace elements like calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, iodine, manganese, zinc, selenium, silicon, and it provides essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, and 9. It's high in gamma linoleic acid and has thousands of active enzymes and phytonutrients like chlorophyll, spirulina, and carotenes. Beta carotene, alpha carotene, astaxanthin, lutein, lycopene, quercetin, and much more. Save your money, save your time. Compare, and you'll find that there is no more researched or superior product available on the market today. Call now and get your discount prices on your next BioSuperfood at 303-257-7576, 303-257-7576, or BioSuperfood at hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest, Pastor David Whitney. David, why don't you pick up the story?
Yeah, so thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, there's a many different ways to envision the difference between a republic and a democracy. Let me give you a real simple one. A democracy is four wolves and one sheep deciding what's going to be for lunch. You know what's going to happen there? That poor sheep is going to have his life taken from him. Or to put it another way, Thomas Jefferson said, quote, democracy is nothing more than mob rule. Notice what Jefferson's saying. Democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49%. Democracy is nothing more than mob rule, where 51% of the people may take away the rights of the other 49%. So what you have in democracy is the ultimate source of law comes from the majority of people who vote. We know in America there's many more people registered to vote that don't bother to vote, and so it really boils down to the people who do vote are the ones that make the law. So what if you had a scenario like Nazi Germany where 51% of the people say, we can throw the other 49% of the people in the gas oven? That's the law, because the law has no security for your God-given rights in a democracy. You, if you're on the minority of that vote, that is, if you're in the 49%, sorry, you lose out, because law becomes whatever 51% of the voters determine law is going to be. Our founders knew that's not a safe way at all to secure your God-given rights. In other words, that's not a biblical or an American view of law and government at all. In the American view, that is the biblical view, God's law establishes what is right and wrong. And the purpose of civil government is to look to God's law and say, okay, God's law says thou shalt not murder. Therefore, we can't throw the 49% in the oven, even if 51% of the people want to throw the 49% in the oven. We cannot do that, because that is a violation of the laws of nature and nature's God. Therefore, the people won't get what they want if what they want is a violation of God's law. Or put it another way, one of the books that we include in our host kit that we encourage every student to read as part of their study in our 12 weeks is Frederick Bastiat's excellent little book called The Law, in which he explains the process, what he calls legalized plunder. That is, people use government to steal from other people. They're not doing it directly, but they're using the governmental process and the crafting of legislation to take money out of the pockets of another person that they have no legal right to take. It's socialism or communism, whatever you want to call it. It's legalized plunder, Bastiat identifies it as, because you have no God-given right to take money out of the pocket of another person for any function other than the very limited functions that God's law assigns to human civil government. That is, to establish justice and to protect the borders of the country from invasion and attack by an enemy army or an enemy nation. Outside those two functions, you have no right to use government to take money from other people to do anything whatsoever, which means there's a lot of legalized plunder going on in America today, both at the federal level and the state level and the local level. Consider local level for just a quick minute. In the local level, in most jurisdictions in America, with very, very few exceptions, people steal money from their neighbors through property tax in order to educate their own children. And everybody says, oh, well, yeah, we all want the education of children, so this is a good thing, we'll permit this. But That is a violation of the very principles. Education belongs not to civil government, but to family government. Read Deuteronomy chapter 6. And so that's just one illustration of how when you go away from God's law is the ultimate law that we all must obey, and no government can violate God's law, you wind up with mob rule. 51% of the people are going to take the money out of the pockets of the 49% and spend it any way they choose. Isn't that what Obama's doing? Isn't that what Congress is doing? Isn't that what most of your state legislators do? They believe in democracy. They believe if they can persuade, and the danger of democracy, as our founder said, is mobocracy. The mob can often be persuaded to do things that are immoral and illegal. You just get a mob mentality going. And they'll do all kinds of crazy things, mob madness. There's people that have kind of studied the psychology, mob psychology, and you can manipulate people, and that's what our media is so expert at doing, manipulating people to follow one person or another person, and oh, yeah, we want this guy for president because he's going to solve all the problems. We get him for president, and he doesn't solve, he makes them worse. What's going on here? We have been manipulated and lied to as a mob. So
people will always vote for a man who promises to give them something. Oh, I'm going to take from the rich. That's the slogan. We're going to tax the wealthy so they pay their fair share. That's how they got the 16th Amendment in. It was only to be a tax on the wealthy. That's how they got the alternative minimum tax through. Only a tax on the wealthy. And of course, both of them actually expanded the taxation on the middle class. And, of course, that's exactly what Obama's advocating today. And even if we have a deficit of $1.3 trillion for this year, even if they passed all the taxes Obama's talking on the wealthy, it would only provide about $40 or $50 billion, less than 3 or 4%. Of our deficit. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, what they really want to do is increase the taxes on the middle class, impoverish the middle class. But of course, when you give the government the ability to take from one group to give to another, why, everyone loses. Our guest has been Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. Your job is to get one of these host kits, and admittedly, while the Institute of the Constitution does support my ministry, but we've supported them going back 9 years or so since they began the Institute of the Constitution. The program they have is vitally important. You need to understand America is not a democracy, contrary to everything you've learned in school, because the tyrants want you to believe that we're a democracy so they can justify their subversive activity of expanding the power of government, taking us from war to war to war, and regulating and certainly monitoring the lives of every citizen in America as we move from freedom to slavery. These things are not happening by accident. The subversives are in control. We should call it what it is. These people should be arrested, tried for subversion, and certainly imprisoned, because they have stolen our freedom from us, and we're on the verge of catastrophic events which are about to change the course of history. Pastor David Whitney, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
God bless you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for your work.
Talking to you real soon. Bye-bye. Yeah.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Certainly, many of the people who've helped us for years and faithfully stood with us have lost their jobs or have had financial setbacks. So if you're in a position to step forward and join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position, why we ask you to pray for my ministry, for our provision and protection. How do you understand what's going on today? Well, of course, you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or watch the DVD. And if you can't afford the book, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to videos, to Brotherhood of Darkness, and prepare to spend 2 hours watching my presentation, which will introduce you to this whole concept. Now, we have updated it since that time, and hopefully one of these days we'll have that available. But right now, it is certainly the best overview of what's going on. We recommend it to you, my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we hope you'll get our talk on the Dark Secret and the other talk on the Forbidden Secret. They're on DVDs. They come with syllabuses. They will introduce you to a whole different world that most people don't even understand out there. People listen to our president speak, but they don't hear what they say. They don't understand their words when President Bush talks about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. He used the phrase twice in the first inaugural address. Who is the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? Indeed, who was George W. Bush? What did he belong to? Did he belong to some sort of a secret society? Absolutely he did. In fact, in 1994, he and John Kerry, George Bush, the Republican candidate for president, John Kerry, the Democrat, president, candidate for president, both belonged to the same secret society, Skull and Bones. Of course, Kerry was also CFR, but Skull and Bones certainly is much more secret. And when Tim Russert asked them, both of them, about Skull and Bones, they both replied the same. It's so secret, we can't talk about it. But you're not supposed to talk about secret societies on national television. You remember what happened to Tim Russert? Well, I don't know what happened to him. All I do is I know he died at a very early age, shortly after he had the audacity to ask two members of Skull and Bones about the purpose of the secret society they belong to. But I will tell you that this is a Luciferian organization. If you don't believe that, you can go to William H. Kennedy's website and see the videos that were taken actually at the risk of some gentleman's life as he filmed the inauguration ceremony as they kneeled before a replica of Lucifer. And of course, they have swastikas all over the tomb. They have Geronimo's skull and bones and all symbols of death there. Understand that this is just one of a series of secret societies. We have a four-tape set on Skull and Bones, a four-tape set on Bohemian Grove. We have, of course, our a DVD on Deadly Assassins where we actually, it's a 4-CD set, we actually interview a professional assassin who are hired by our government to kill people. We're not talking imaginary. This is real. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Join in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. This is the Lion K.